Good morning. If I can have your attention, please, we'll go ahead and begin. I realize it is we're not used to this cold weather. It's better than yesterday, I think, but we may have been by ourselves yesterday, committee, if we'd have had this yesterday. But we're glad you're here. What a wonderful day. What a beautiful day in Trigg County. And we're so fortunate to have you all participating in this year's Veteran Day parade and program. My name is Stan Humphreys. I'm the Trigg County Judge Executive during my day job. But today I'm serving as the MC of this event. So I am pleased to be part of this event again this year. You know, we just got through going through the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. And about 107 years ago, we thought that was the end, the war that ended all wars. Unfortunately, we were wrong. And our history tells us there's been several conflicts and wars since then. And there's been a lot of sacrifice since that point in time. Not only by you, men and women, who served in the military, but also those families, those wives, those children, those communities that served alongside you all those years. And so we're here today to celebrate Veterans Day and our veterans. So before I forget, I would like for all our veterans who are wrapped up under bonnets and hoods and whatever right now to unwrap yourself just for a brief moment. Please stand up. Let us recognize you and say thank you for your service. Please stand up, veterans. Thank you so much. We do have several officials here with us today. I see Sheriff Acree's here. I saw our clerk, Carmen Finley's here. I think James Hughes is here somewhere. We do have officials from Military Affairs Committee that are here today as well. I don't want you to know them for just being here, but being here to celebrate Veterans Day alongside you. Master Broadbent, thank you. He's here as well. And if I forgot anybody, I'm sorry, but we'll pick it up along the way. In 1954, what was known as Armistice Day was changed by President Eisenhower, became a federal holiday, became known as Veterans Day. And so since that point in time, our communities just like ours have turned out to do something like we have just participated in with a parade, and also things that we're going to get to do today, such as raising a flag, songs, national anthems, celebrating our veterans, those things which make our communities supportive of our veterans all across this nation. A lot of folks are doing that today. A lot of communities are doing that today. Some have just got through going through that over the weekend. And so it's a time period. It's not Memorial Day. That is what Memorial Day is for, honoring those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. But today is Veterans Day, and we certainly appreciate what you all have done to preserve the freedoms of this nation. So I want you to look around just for a second and say, this is small town America right here celebrating our nation's veterans. Appreciate you. I want to also, I don't have enough hands on deck here, but if you received a program, I want you to open up the inside of that. Thank you. I've been trying to get these nice red gloves all morning, and she has not relinquished those yet, but I want to keep trying. Thank you, Ms. Southwick, for those nice red gloves. I appreciate that. All right, so if you have a program, open up the inside cover of that and look at our today's parade sponsors. I want to read those real quickly for you. The Fiscal Court, City of Katy's, Craig Oakley, Trigg County Tourism, Rotary Club, Trigg County Chamber, Woodman Life, Chapter 20, Penrile Electric, American Legion Auxiliary, Katy's Hardware, VFW Auxiliary, Bank of Katy's, King's Funeral Home, James Thomas Chapter, NSDAR, WKDZ, West Kentucky Corvette Club, Trigg County Schools, Penrile Honor Guard, Marine Corps League, Katy's Police Department, Trigg County Veterans, Coa Banker, State Farm, F&B, J.B. Moore, Farm Bureau, John L. Street Library, Goodwin Funeral Home, Trigg Supply, and Boots Randolph Golf Course. That took a minute, but I wanted you to know who is supporting what we're doing today, the parade and the program itself. I also want to thank, before I forget, at the very bottom of your front cover, look at the Veterans Day Parade Committee. Steve Darnell, Kurt Holmes, Carl Johnson, Jan Lawrence, Pam Metz, and Miss Brenda Southwick. So thank those individuals, if you see them in just a little bit, for what they did to put this on again this year. We will begin today with the invocation by Brother Paul Cannon. So if Brother Paul is coming to give our invocation, please stand. He will be followed by the raising of the flag, Woodman Life Chapter 20, and then our national anthem will be played by American Legion Auxiliary, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Amanda Clapp's James Thomas Chapter, NSDAR. So while you're standing, Brother Paul, please come and bless this service today.
All right, veterans, uncover. Bow our heads now. Father, we thank you for this day. It's been so very well put together. We thank you for the committees and the people that worked to make this possible. We thank you, Father, for the veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice. And Lord, we honor them. But today is Veterans Day. And thank you, Father, for all the veterans that have turned out. Thank you for the service that is represented here with these men and women. We thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you for our great country. We thank you, Father, for the blessings that you have given us, each and every one, down through the years. And we know that this freedom that we had, freedom is not free. And many have laid down their lives to protect it. Thank you for them. Father, thank you for those that are here today. We ask that you would bless them, and Father, that you'd help us to keep warm. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Paul. Okay. Would Woodman Life Chapter 20 go ahead and begin with the process of raising the flag, Steve?
Yeah.
While she sings, okay. All right, so we have with us today the national anthem going to be sung by the American Legion Auxiliary. Okay. We're doing that at the same time.
Okay. All right.
The rest of us.
Okay. I don't know.
Ladies?
Well, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Very nice. Thank you all. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies. Miss Amanda Clapps will come with the James Thomas Chapter to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand with us if you're not already.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. You may be seated. I want to introduce our Grand Marshal. About 40 years ago, if you'd have told me when we were running basketball drills in the gymnasium that David Sumner, who was alongside me, would be the Grand Marshal of the Veterans Day Parade, I don't know. And if he had said, you'd be standing for him seeing the thing, he'd have probably said that would have been crazy too. But let me introduce my friend David Sumner to you. David is a native of Trigg County. He's the son of Margaret and the late Jesse C. Sumner. He graduated from Trigg County High School in 1986. He has three daughters, Leah O'Neill Patrick, Brittany Sumner, Morgan Sumner, one granddaughter, Olivia Washington. David joined the Navy in 1987. He was part of Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and Operation Iraqi Freedom. He was stationed on board the aircraft carrier USS George Washington on 9/11. And was sent to New York Harbor to watch over the city for over a week. He retired in 2007, and David now lives in Katy. So please make welcome to the podium our Grand Marshal, David Sumner.
Thanks. I want to thank everybody that showed up today, and it's an honor to be the Grand Marshal. I just moved back to Katy's about a year and a half ago. And like Stan said, who would have thought I'd ever join the Navy? I didn't know what I was going to do when I got out of high school. I had a good friend of mine, George Radford, talk to me and said, you need to decide what you need to do. So I said, okay. So I went and talked to a detailer and a recruiter and joined the Navy. I left in September 1987. Flew on my first airplane to San Diego, California, went to boot camp. First thing I heard there was a bunch of people hollering, screaming, and yelling, telling us what to do. And I was like, well, what did I get myself into? Amen. But, you know, from that time on, I learned a lot. After I graduated boot camp, I went to my first duty station in Charleston, South Carolina, on board a fast frigate, USS Joseph Hughes. When I got there, I learned how to walk sideways, sleep on my side, learned to hold my tray when you eat, because if you didn't, it'd fall in on the floor. Because that had 200 personnel on board. And if you ever put a cork in a bathtub and moved it, the water, that's what we did all the time when we was out to sea. It was rough, but you got used to it. After I left there, I went to Mayport, Florida, was stationed 2 years there. And then I was getting ready to go back to sea duty, and everybody says, where are you gonna go? I said, well, I've been on a ship, I'm gonna try something else. I went to Gulfport, Mississippi with the Seabees, the construction battalion, the construction team of the United States Navy. I deployed to Puerto Rico twice for 7 months, and Okinawa, Japan once for 7 months. After I left there, I said I wanted something different. So I talked to the detailer and got stationed in Brunswick, Maine. It's nice up there, but when it snows on Halloween and they're getting all the snow out of the parking lots in around the end of March, 1st of April, I said, okay, this is too far north for me. I said, I wanted to go somewhere south. Well, I really shouldn't have told my detailer that, because he sent me to South Texas, Ingleside, Texas, where you mow the grass at 8 o'clock at night because that's the coolest part of the day. So I said, I went from extremely cold to extremely hot, but I said, I enjoyed it. After I left there, I called the detailer and I said, where you got for me? He said, I got three choices for you. The USS George Washington out of Norfolk, Virginia. The USS George Washington out of Norfolk, Virginia. And the USS George Washington out of Norfolk, Virginia. I said, well, I'm going to call you next month. I called him next month and I said, what you got for me? He said, I'll let you tell me. I said, you got me the USS George Washington out of Norfolk, Virginia. He said, okay, that's where you're going. So it's an aircraft carrier. I got on board that aircraft carrier when I first got on it. It had 25 personnel on board. When we had our air crew on board, we had 80 aircraft and an extra 2,500 personnel on board. I looked at the guys and girls on board there and I said, we got more on this ship than I had in my hometown when I grew up. And a lot of them looked at me and said, what? I said, yeah. I said, if you've never been where I live, we're like a hole in the wall. But I said, I love it. So I said, all right. It was like a little city out there. The aircraft carrier was 2.5 football field lengths long and 14 stories. And we sat there and we floated. I did a cruise on there, went into the Mediterranean, went into the Indian Ocean, and went to the Persian Gulf. And then on September the 1st, 2001, we were sitting off the coast of Virginia, what we call doing circles, and 9/11 happened. I got off work that night on the 10th and got up that morning. I was working a night shift, went to bed that night. That morning, I heard a bunch of people sitting there talking. I woke up and said, what's going on? They said, one of the World Trade Centers been hit. I got up, got my boots on, my coveralls on, went and watched the TV and seen the other World Trade Center get hit. In approximately 2 hours, our skipper came on board, came on our 1MC and said, we're cutting all communications to the outside world. You can't go on email or nothing. We're getting ready to get 80 aircraft on board and an air crew on board and go sit in New York City Harbor until they tell us to leave. We went up there and sat for a week to a week and a half. I know if you looked at the TV or whatever, you knew where we were, but we weren't supposed to tell anybody where we were. But we sat up there. When I got ready to leave the ship, they asked me, what do you want from, just that, do I need want anything from the ship? I knew on September the 12th, we had a helicopter fly off and take a picture of our ship with smoke coming from New York City. I said, I want that picture. They gave me that picture, and if you walk in my house today, you're going to see it hanging. It hangs in my house every day so I can see it. After I left the George Washington, I went to the Navy Cargo Handling Battalion out of Williamsburg, Virginia. You see these trucks carrying cargo containers? We unloaded ships for the U.S. Navy and the Army of them cargo handling battalion we did. At that time in 2006, I got divorced and got custody of my 3 daughters, and I said, okay, it's time for daddy to be a dad. So in 2007, I retired. I said, 20 years in the Navy, that was long enough for me. I said, whoever would have known that a small boy from Katy's, Kentucky, would have been all the way around the world, been in 2 wars. I'd have never thought of it when I was going to school. But I'm glad I did it. And I appreciate every one of y'all that was before me, men and women, that served because you gave me the opportunity to choose what I wanted to do. And the reason I joined, I look back today because now my girls got the opportunity to pick whatever they wanted to do in life. No one got to tell them what to do. I want to thank y'all for electing me as Grand Marshal, and I appreciate every one of y'all that came out today.
Thank you, David, and appreciate you sharing your story with us about your time of service, and thank you for the work that you did and all those that have served alongside you as well. So, at this time, if you're following along on your agenda today, this is the presentation of a Patriot Quilt. And I'm going to ask representatives from the Saturday Sit and Sew and members of Trick County Quilters Guild, KG Arano and Pam Metz, to come. And so I'll turn it over to you, KG.
I don't like the microphones. But David, you deserve this. And this time you get one that's your right one. Let's see if we can open it out for you. You're taller than I am. We gotta put the blue part up.
Yeah, the blue goes at the top.
There we go.
There we are.
I think we're right. Are we right?
It's sideways.
Are we sideways?
Yeah.
That's okay. Whoop.
Turn it up.
There, maybe, you think? No, I think we got it at the bottom now.
Upside down.
Yeah.
It's upside down.
We'll get it figured out eventually here.
There we go.
There we are. hope it keeps you warm because you need it today. You can wear it going home.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being our grand.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Hey, can I borrow that?
Sure, you want to keep warm right now?
Thank you so much. That's beautiful. I'm sure Dave will enjoy that. Very proud of that. This time, it's my honor to introduce to you Mr. James Gregory with the Trier County High School Band. And band members, thank you all for coming today and participating. We're going to turn it over to you for some patriotic music. That's why they were 11th out of the state this year. So let's give them another round of applause for our band. At this point in time, I want to ask if Miss Brenda Southwick would come forward, please. She is with the Gold Star Mother Support Group. Brenda.
Originally this long, but it's going to be shorter. You can applaud. I'm really honored to be here. I wish Linnell Bell could have been here today, but she has a sick grandchild and she couldn't come, but I'm honored to be partnering with her, and so is the James Thomas Chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution. When Linnell Bell gets something on her mind, the best thing for people to do is to get out of the way and let her go, because she's going to take care of it. And she has the heart and passion for veterans, as all of us do. But I want you to think for just a minute about a household. And there's this woman in there doing her daily chores. Maybe she's dusting or vacuuming or preparing meals for the rest of the day, just a normal day. And then there's a knock on the door. She doesn't think anything about it. Somebody knocked on your door, you wouldn't think anything about it. You'd go to the door. But the strangest thing and the worst thing is when she opened the door, two fully dressed military men stood there. And if you have a child, a brother, an aunt, an uncle, a dad, serving in the military, and they come knock on your door, then you know. You know what they're going to tell you. It's not something you want to hear. And at that very moment, that woman became two things. She became a Gold Star mother, and she became a survivor. A Gold Star mother and a survivor. Do we have any Gold Star mothers with us today? Probably not, because, you know, a lot of those people have passed on. And when they pass on, and then the next generation passes on, and then the next generation passes on, who knows about that Gold Star mother? Who knows about that veteran son or daughter that lost their life, either here on American soil for some reason, or overseas in a country that's strange to them? When you talk about World War I and II and the Korean War, and you could just go on and on. So Linnell got this idea that we need to preserve something for this community and for the survivors. We had a parade committee meeting one afternoon, and we were talking about what was going to go on, and my friend Pam Metz said, was talking about Veterans Day somewhere, and somebody said, well, what's Veterans Day? Excuse me? Are you American? Do you live in this land? You shouldn't have to ask that question. You shouldn't have to ask about Gold Star mothers. You shouldn't have to ask about survivors. So I'm going to ask my DAR ladies to come up and help me. You saw their float in the mail. And Linnell has partnered with some ladies, Marsha Oakley and Diane Nichols, McNichols. And they have made this quilt.
Right side up.
And on the name, the names on this quilt are Trigg County boys and girls that have died in the war. Applique on here, and this quilt will be finished and hung somewhere precious in Trigg County for people to view. And also, a manuscript. This is the first manuscript. It will be printed into a book that will be available for a minimal fee, just enough to cover cost of printing. It has every person's name in this book. World War II, World War I, Korean War, Vietnam, Iraq. And one thing that Linnell has discovered in all this research is we found that there were two Trigg Countyans that did not have a marker on their grave. So we're in the process of working with Fort Campbell to get markers for those graves. So don't forget, remember that precious Willie Wilson. He said, always remember to never forget. I'll have this book back here if you want to kind of just look at it after the ceremony's over, but it's going to be a great thing for Trigg County. Don't forget, survivors. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And a nice nice win for one, dude. Give that job to you right there. Is that okay? I knew Brother Paul was sitting in the right place there for one reason. Thank you, ladies, for honoring those that have fallen and all the Gold Star families that are around our community. We'll certainly think of them in this on this day and other days as well. At this point in time, we're going to move over to the presentation. Awards and presentations, recognitions. And I have a sheet here that I am going to read off of because I can't remember all these names, all these winners. But we want to recognize those. And I may need some assistance with that, Ms. Southwick, if you could He left your red gloves there, by the way, so.
Oh. If it goes missing, I know where to find it.
Our VFW winners. In third place, Riley Bowling. Is Riley here?
I think they've all gone back to school.
Have they gone back to school?
I
okay.
Think.
Well, sure. I'm sure they'd like to have been here to get their award.
I think so, and their money.
Second place, Brianna O'Donnell. And Patriots Pen first place, Christian Santiago. Let's give all these winners a hand of applause. The Voice of Democracy winner, Carolyn Kozak.
Kozak,
sorry. Elementary Teacher of the Year, Amy Vizengardi. Middle School Teacher of the Year, Dawn Jakonski. High School Teacher of the Year, Latrita Russell. I think I saw Latrita. Yeah.
Wave, Latrita, so they know where you are. Stand up.
And then the James Thomas Chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution, Special Veteran Winners, Trick County Intermediate. And if you're here, please come up. In third place, Paisley Rickard. Come on up, Paisley. Let's give Paisley a nice round of applause. You got something for him? All right.
Just make them line up.
There you go. In second place, Brantley Woodruff. Congratulations, Brantley. In first place, Samuel Lancaster. And while you're still up here, we're going to have the middle school winners come up if they're here. Third place, Caleb Maddie. Second place, Peyton Maddie. And first place, Taylor Lawrence. Congratulations. High school. Second place, Alexis Starcher. First place, Trick County High School, Makena Southwick. That's all of them so far. Now, we have a float award winners. Do we get a picture of all our award winners up here, somebody?
I think moms did.
Okay, moms, have you all got a picture? Everybody's ready? Okay. Thank you, award winners, for your participation. Congratulations. You can have a seat. Okay, we always give away awards for certain floats. And this year, we're going to have three different categories. The DAR is giving away an award. Ms. Southwick, you want to tell who your award winner is this time?
VFW.
I know we got some representatives here from VFW. And then we get David.
Yep, go ahead.
The Grand Marshal Award winner is the Cadiz Methodist Church.
All right. Somebody still left here from the church? Maybe they went and turned the heat on for us. I don't know. Okay. All right. And we also have a County Judge's Award, and I'm going to give that to Girl Scout Troop 2990 for their float. So we need a representative. That's all the pink shirts over there you're seeing.
I got it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Congratulations. All right.
Thank you.
While they're making their way back, I'd like to ask if our Veterans Memorial Committee would be making their way up here. I saw several faces in the crowd. I think I see Mitzi Lawson up here. I see Jan, Ken Colwell. I think I see Lucy Oliver, Kyler. I see Kim Fortner. I see Paul Forshee. I see Donna McNichols. I see Dan Bozarth, Donnie Holland, Mr. Shore. About 18 months ago, we decided to put together a committee of those that were interested in trying to serve to put together a Trigg County Veterans Memorial Park. And we have been somewhat successful. We have land that we have a 99-year lease on out west of Katy's, right at the corner of 68 and the Canton 272 intersection. In fact, we had a memorial unveil back in March that commemorated the second anniversary of the Black Hawk crash out in Trigg County. And you may have been there that day, you may have seen part of it, you may have seen the memorial since that point in time. We have been very busy trying to put that portion together. And this committee, along with other members who may not be here today, are doing a remarkable job trying to put together on this side of that you'll be facing as you were going toward the lakes, the triangular piece of that, a new phase of that. And so we're working hard to put that in place. Mitzi's going to come and talk a little bit about that phase. Mitzi.
Thank you very much. Good to be here today. Yes, it's been a very a great honor to work with this committee on developing the Trigg County Veterans Memorial Park. And phase two, as we've talked about, is going to be a history trail. And that will be basically a trail where we will be identifying through monuments markers the history of Trigg County and the veterans' contributions to our military conflicts from the American Revolution to present day and possibly afterwards. So we're going to be very happily working with actually our high school CTC. Ella Dow is one of the engineering students who has been working with us and developing our CAD drawing, which we will be hopefully be able to present at one point in time. And we are in the process of raising funds through the Trigg County Veterans Memorial.com if anybody's interested in donating to this particular endeavor. If anybody is interested in talking to one of us in the committee about the park and the future plans for the park, just let us know. Phase two, we are working on it now, and then hopefully when we're completed with that, we'll move to phase three, and that will be a staging and seating area so we can have ceremonies like this, perhaps with better weather when it's not so cold and my face is freezing. So we appreciate having the opportunity to work with this committee, and I hope to see everybody there at some point in time in the future. Thank you very much.
Want to recognize Steve Darnold and Laverne Baker. I didn't mention them. They were the backside of me when they were coming up a while ago, so I didn't see them. I think I recognized everybody else. And this, we have about four or five other members. If you're interested in wanting to help us at some point in time, whether it be with your service, whether it be with your finances, we would love to talk with you. You know, things just don't happen, so we have to have some financial support along the way. And we are not too big to ask for it, because it's all going to be for with veterans of Trigg County. And I think you'll be very proud when this is completed. It will be as Mitzi talked about, an educational experience. So if you or somebody that might be much younger than us, a fourth grader arrives out there on site, we're going to have an opportunity for them to learn what being free is all about. And so we expect to have this completed in the next It won't happen overnight. We hope to, in the next couple of 3 years, have this completed. We're beginning the phase of working with the World War II Memorial. And I think you're going to be very proud of this. And we would like to have that in place next summer. We think that's a timeline that we're fairly aggressive, but to have this memorial in place and to have some experience as you go out there and see what's taking place. That will be the first phase of this portion. So thank you, members, for being here today. And if anybody else want to say anything with that? All right, I'll let you go. I'll let you have a seat. Dan, the hot dogs are not off limits at this point, so go have another. So, but they're working hard to make sure we have a nice asset in our community. One of the things that always gets me at these kind of events is the folding of the flag ceremony. We have representatives who are going to be folding the flag for us today. So, gentlemen, we have representatives here, Steve Mallory, Mark Lacey, Charlie Murphy, and members of the Colonel Stephen Trigg Chapter of the Sons of the American Revolution. Gentlemen. Bob Sholley will be discussing.
Flag folding ceremony represents the same religious principles on which our great country was founded. The portion of the flag denoting honor is the canton of blue containing the stars representing states our veterans served in uniform. The canton field of blue dresses from left to right and is inverted only when draped as a pall on the casket of a veteran who has served our country honorably in uniform. In the U.S. Armed Forces, in the evening at what's called the ceremony of retreat, the flag is lowered, folded in a triangle, and kept under watch throughout the night as a tribute to our nation's honored dead. The next morning it is brought out and, at the ceremony of Reveille, run aloft as a symbol of our belief in the resurrection of the body. There are 13 folds. The first fold of our flag is a symbol of life. The second fold is a symbol of our belief in eternal life. The third fold is made in honor and remembrance of the veteran departing our ranks and who gave a portion of his life or her life for the defense of our country to attain peace throughout the world. The fourth fold represents our weaker nature. As an American citizen trusting in God, it is to Him we turn in times of peace as well as in times of war for His divine guidance. The fifth fold is a tribute to our country, for in the words of Stephen Decatur, our country, in dealing with other countries, may she always be right, but it is still our country, right or wrong. The sixth fold is for where our hearts lie, for it is with our heart that we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The seventh fold is a tribute to our armed forces, for it is through the armed forces that we protect our country and our flag against all enemies, whether they be found within or without the boundaries of our republic. The eighth fold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death that we might see the light of day and to honor our mother for whom it flags on Mother's Day. The ninth fold is a tribute to womanhood, for it has been through their faith, love, loyalty, and devotion that the character of the men and women who have made this country great have been molded. The tenth fold is a tribute to the Father, for he too has given his sons and daughters for the defense of our country since he or she was first born. The 11th fold in the eyes of Hebrew citizens represents the lower portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon and glorifies in their eyes the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold in the eyes of a Christian citizen represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies in their eyes God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. With the 13th fold, the flag is completely folded. The stars are uppermost, reminding us of our national motto, In God We Trust. After the flag is completely folded and tucked in, it has the appearance of a cocked hat, ever reminding us of the soldiers who served under General George Washington and the sailors and Marines who served under Captain John Paul Jones and were followed by their comrades and shipmates in the U.S. Armed Forces, preserving for us the rights, privileges, and freedoms we enjoy today.
Thank you, gentlemen. Very nice presentation. Thank you so much. Ms. Laura Thomas, if you're back there, we always ask if she would come and be part of placing of the wreath this time.
The wreath we place today is more than just a symbol. It stands as a gesture of profound gratitude for all the men and women who served in the United States military. Each individual and each act of service is honored and remembered through this simple yet powerful tradition. The wreath represents our deep respect and remembrance for those who have worn the uniform, for those who have answered the call, and for those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. As we reflect on the sacrifices of our service members, we must also remember the families and loved ones who have supported them, the sacrifices they made, waiting, hoping, standing by their loved ones through times of uncertainty. These are an essential part of the story we honor today. As we lay the wreath, let us remember and renew our commitment to honor and support our veterans, not only on this day, but every day. May we always remember their bravery, cherish their memory, and strive to live up to the values they so valiantly defended.
If you would stand with us, please. Let's honor this ceremony with a moment of silence. Thank you. While you're standing, I want to ask if Latrita would come to the podium, and she's going to sing for us God Bless America. She's a U.S. Army veteran. Following her will be Brother Mike Rusk, another Army veteran. He'll come up with our closing benediction. And then after he is finished, our honor guard will have a three-volley salute, followed by taps by Penrell Honor Guard. So, Latrita, thank you.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Brother Rust.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, who is our salvation, our way to heaven. And Lord, we thank you to live in a free country. We thank you for the United States of America. We are free to worship as you lead us. Lord, we thank you for the veterans, those that have given their all, and the veterans that are serving now, and the veterans that are here today, remembering what you have given us in a free country. Lord, we thank you for them, their sacrifice, their families that have sacrificed. And Lord, we praise your name because you are the great I am. Bless those that put this together, those that have participated in this memorial service, this veteran service, and we thank you because you are the resurrection and the life. And all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.
Well, again, thank you for being part of today's ceremony and service. We appreciate you withstanding the cold elements today. We'd love for you to stay, participate in some of the hot dogs and drinks and cookies that have been provided. You'll see that the American Legion Auxiliary, James Thomas Chapter, and Woodman Life have provided the food for us this afternoon. So please stay with us, have a chance to kind of socialize for a few moments, and then go get warmed up, okay? Thank you for coming today.
thank you. I'm glad it went well.
Thank you, Stan. Don't forget this glove. Don't forget. Don't.
Thank you, buddy.
Should have brought my pair.